Dream Critic Podcast. Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the NaturoCrit podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific, then that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular sectarian science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this continuing NaturoCrit podcast episode 5, titled, quote, "The Science-Based Science Exterior, Canadian-Based Naturopathic Interior," unquote, really, I have been looking at naturopathy in the province of Ontario, Canada, chiefly through associations centered around N.D. Iva Lloyd. In part one, I visited the biography page of N.D. Lloyd at the AANP's Natural Medicine Journal, a journal she sits on the editorial board of, and then other example Natural Medicine Journal pages. I also visited webpages of the AANP proper to get an idea of what AANP regards as science, which turns out to be anything, though AANP's Natural Medicine Journal is claimed to scientifically filter its contents. In part two, I visited N.D. Lloyd's practices webpages and those of her alma mater and place of teaching, CCNM. In part three, I visited the Ontario Association of Naturopathic Doctors and Ontario's Board of Directors Drugless Therapy Naturopathy. In part four, I visited the CAND, its N.D. Lloyd edited journal Vital Link, and the Naturopathy Wiki N.D. Lloyd edits, ndhealthfacts.org. In this episode's final part five, I will visit two of N.D. Lloyd's paper-based books and then summarize this episode. And for the sake of organization, I will be tabulating the findings of all this rummaging in the transcripts to this episode, which, as usual, will be posted at the NaturoCrit blog. Episode question. And my overarching, ongoing question for this NaturoCrit podcast episode 5 is, quote, "What does naturopathy in Ontario promise, preponderantly, and what is underneath, essentially," unquote. Overarching focus. For this episode's parts, I will generally look for naturopathy's science, evidence, rigor, and fact-type claims, and then explore naturopathy's contents as commitments, ideas, and activities that belie those labels, such as naturopathy's essential vitalism belief, homeopathy and such activity, supernaturalism, and any other naturopathic off-the-wallness. N.D. Lloyd's ISBN 978-155-278-7786, 2009's, quote, "The History of Naturopathic Medicine, A Canadian Perspective," unquote. The book's dust jacket tells us, quote, Over 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates was first to proclaim the healing power of nature. Known as the founder of medicine, he believed in the natural healing ability. Naturopathic medicine is based on this ancient philosophy. Today, naturopathic medicine has established accredited academic institutions and programs and has strong national and provincial associations. Most importantly, it continues to graduate naturopathic doctors that embrace the principles of the healing power of the body. Dr. Iva Lloyd graduated from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in 2002, unquote. The CAND website for the book reminds us it was partially funded by the Canadian Naturopathic Foundation. I will return later to what the dust jacket says and interpret what I believe naturopathy's ancient philosophy, aka principles, language, actually means there, as decoded by way of CNF and Andy Lloyd's books. The history book's grand claim of science subset naturopathy. There are an awful lot of science claims in this book. I'll divide them between historical citations Andy Lloyd has collected, what she has directly written, and what she quotes contemporary Andes as saying. I've tried to take great care to identify the sources correctly as written by Andy Lloyd. Now, some of the historical claims are from the past Canada-wide naturopathy organization. As a reminder, that organization currently is CAND, but once it was CNA. Andy Lloyd tells us, quote, "In the 1990s, the growth of the profession was centered in Ontario, and the Canadian Naturopathic Association was moved from Alberta to Ontario. In 2002, the name of the association was changed to the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors," unquote. These CAND-CNA claims from this book are in addition to what I cited in part 4 of this episode. Historical science labels from naturopathic promotional literature or licensure acts. Page 366, quote, "Early 1900s, what is naturopathy? Ludwig Staden, ND, the essence of naturopathy. It is based on the highest scientific principles," unquote. Page 374, quote, "2000, CNA Summit. Naturopathic medicine is distinguished by the principles which underlie and determine its practice. These principles are based upon the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are continually re-examined in the light of scientific advances," unquote. Page 368, quote, "1946, Manitoba Naturopathy Act. Naturopathy is the science of physiological medicine," unquote. Page 372, quote, "1971, Naturopathic Medicine, a Separate and Distinct Healing Profession, a CNA document. Naturopathic physicians have met a standard of qualifications that compares favorably with medical graduates of medical schools, and they are equally scientifically oriented to perform and interpret diagnostic procedures. Naturopathic medicine is very much in favor of all modern scientific advancement and techniques," unquote. Page 368, quote, "1939, Association of Naturopathic Practitioners of British Columbia. Naturopathy, as an exact science, takes its place with the other healing arts, improperly accepting its responsibility in the treatment of disease," unquote. So, I think those are some very strong, broad science claims from various decades. Science claims of other NDs. There are two quotes from old science-based Joe. That is, N.D. Joseph E. Pizzorno. Page 236, quote, "Not only do we have good scientific basis for what we do, but we also use the same scientific literature orthodox M.D.s use to prove the validity of what we do and to discredit much of current orthodox medical practices." Page 241, "People who categorize naturopathic medicine as non-scientific are conveniently uninformed," unquote. And there's also, page 246, quote, "Whether this is through implementing scientific method and use of rigorous randomized controlled trials, or through a broader examination of how an intervention affects patient care, Dr. Seely recognizes that research can only improve the ability to make treatment decisions and ultimately provide the best care for patients," unquote. Page 318, quote, "Dr. Steve Olson, ND, homeopathy is on the verge of more scientific validation," unquote. Science claims Andy Lloyd herself writes, page 175, quote, scientific tools now exist to prove and appreciate many aspects of naturopathic medicine, unquote. Page 235, quote, despite evidence for its effectiveness and safety, naturopathic medicine has historically been accused of not being scientifically based, unquote. But this may be the ultimate false broad claim, because sometimes the naturopaths say exactly what I need them to say in a manner much better than I could have. Page 28, quote, modern day science recognizes that the concepts of vitalism and holism are as integral to understanding health and disease as the concepts of reductionism and mechanism. The true picture, and hence the answer, to health promotion and disease prevention lies in the blending of all the knowledge, unquote. And of course, vitalism is science ejected profoundly. And holism, when it particularly means supernatural containing, cannot be science supported either. As I've said many times before, naturopathy's ultimate project is a blending of knowledge kinds, which I've termed epistemic conflation, and then improperly mislabeling that blending science. The takeaway here is that naturopathy claims the broad epistemic status of, quote, science-based, unquote, upon the essentially naturopathic, that which belies naturopathy's science claim in this history book. So it is quite not controversial to state that some things are not scientific, and it is quite not controversial to note that what is inherent to naturopathy is science exterior. This is easy to do, and obviously such observations contradict naturopathy's broad science label. If naturopathy truly was scientific in terms of rigor, then why, as the book abundantly illustrates, is naturopathy full of the science exterior, like vitalism? We're told, page 44, quote, the aim of all treatments is to stimulate the healing power of nature, unquote. And because we have brains, and we are not automatons, the question to ask is, what does that mean? Covert vitalism. Naturopathy is very fond of coding its vitalistic, supernaturalistic central premise. The book states, on page 30, quote, the principles of naturopathic medicine are what distinguish it from every other type of medicine. If we forget, ignore, or do not follow these principles, naturopathic medicine will be relegated to an historical footnote. Paul Saunders, PhD, ND, DHANP, an NCNM 1991 graduate, and the NPLEX board president, unquote. Yes, the N.D. Saunders, who is president of NPLEX, the North American N.D. licensure exam that quite falsely labels homeopathy a clinical science. So, principles. Let's start with their primary principle. Now, we saw in part two of this episode that N.D. Lloyd has a unique synonym for, quote, life force, unquote, quote, vital energy, unquote, or healing power of nature. It is, quote, personal essence, unquote. There is quite a convenient equation in this Canadian history book of naturopathy. N.D. Lloyd writes on page 27, quote, every aspect of an individual works as a unit with a personal essence, vitality, that guides life and provides innate healing, next to a picture of her energetics book, which I will get to in the second half of this episode. Page 60, homeopathic remedies are made from plants, animals, and minerals. They are created by diluting substances many times until what remains is the energetic blueprint or essence, not actual chemical components, unquote. Page 384, quote, 1660 to 1734, George Ernst Stahl reintroduces the concept of soul or vital essence in humans, unquote. There is a supernatural basis, according to naturopathy, for, shall I say, human form, function, and healing. And that defines the essentially naturopathic. The equation is soul equals vital essence, which equals vitality, which equals energetic blueprint, which equals energetic essence. Now, Stahl's entry at Wikipedia states, quote, he was a supporter of vitalism, and until the late 18th century, his works on phlogiston were accepted as an explanation for chemical processes. Stahl professed an animistic system, His main argument on living things was that there was an agent responsible for delaying this decomposition of living things, and that agent is the anima, or soul, of the living organism. The anima controls all of the physical processes that happen in the body. Not only just controls the mechanical aspects of it, but the direction and goals of them too, unquote. So there's this idea of this inhabiting spirit running the physical body, which I think is the essence of vitalism when you boil it down. A kind of dualism from a time when the properties of things were associated with substances responsible for those properties. Vitalism, just like phlogiston, is quite scientifically discarded from the days when phenomena were attributed to unmeasured yet assumed primordial substances. In my humble opinion, the actual scientific basis of life and chemical processes is way more interesting than the imaginary explanatory primitivism of the pre-scientific era. Anyway, both quotes above don't invoke naturopathy's typical language for that vitalistic spiritistic cause, medicatrix, but the term is used quite frequently in the book. Medicatrix. Page 73, quoting naturopathy's founder, Lust, quote, "The only healing force is the vis naturae medicatrix," unquote. Not sure why it's in that order, but that's what's written. Page 373, quote, 1989, American Association of Naturopathic Doctors definition adopted by the CNA. Naturopathic physicians seek to restore and maintain optimal health in their patients by emphasizing nature's inherent self-healing process, the vis medicatrix naturae, unquote. Page 30, quote, "At the AANP conference and at a CNA board meeting, both national organizations agreed on 6 defining principles of naturopathic medicine. Number 2, the healing power of nature, vis medicatrix naturae. Vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature, the body's ability to heal itself, an inherent healing ability, this innate healing ability. The aim of naturopathic physicians is to treat by directing the vital force and encouraging it with naturopathic treatments." And placed right next to this principle as a sidebar, "During the healthy condition of man, the spirit-like force which animates the material body rules supreme as dynamis. All parts are wonderfully maintained by it as a harmonious vital process, both in feelings and functions, in order that our intelligent mind may be free to make the living, healthy, bodily medium subservient to the higher purposes of our being." Samuel Hahnemann, M.D. So we went from vis medicatrix naturae to the naturopathy-wide consensus that such is, quote, vital force, unquote, or, quote, spirit-like force, unquote. And there's more overt vitalism. Overt vitalism as vital force. Page 28, quote, "Research shows that human beings are discovered to be self-organizing systems that have the ability to renew, grow and heal based on an inner wisdom or vital force," unquote. Page 30, quote, "6 defining principles of naturopathic medicine include number 1, first do no harm, primum non nocere, a principle of medicine since the time of Hippocrates. From a naturopathic perspective, it refers not only to the patient's vital force, it refers to choosing treatments that support the innate healing ability of the body," unquote. So, harm in naturopathy land is when you don't abide by their vitalistic, spiritistic conceptions of physiology. Page 60. Samuel Hahnemann and his followers subscribed to the vitalistic approach to medicine, believing that a spirit-like force was present in every organism and that sickness was due to the alteration of the vital force, unquote. Page 382. Quote, 2008 CAND documents, "When carefully matched to the patient, homeopathic remedies are able to affect the body's vital force and to stimulate the body's innate healing forces," unquote. Vitalism as life force and chi. Page 382, quote, 2008 CAND documents, "Oriental medicine acupuncture, the key principle that defines and connects all of Chinese medicine is that of qi or vital energy. The qi of all organs must be in balance, neither too active nor too dormant for a person to be healthy. The qi of the body's organs and systems are all connected in meridians or channels that lie just under the skin. A naturopathic doctor will use Eastern herbs and acupuncture to assist the body in regulating the qi and achieving balance," unquote. Shall we call it Chinese medicine? Page 180, Quote, apart from monthly academic meetings, the Korean Association runs various seminars and workshops where naturopathic modalities like homeopathy, hydrotherapy, chiropractic, and qi energy medicine are introduced, unquote. Page 63, quote, acupuncture is part of Chinese medicine, as well as other forms of healing. It involves inserting fine needles into specific parts of the body in order to relieve symptoms and to establish health. The ancient Chinese hypothesized that energy circulated in the body via specific channels called meridians. On each meridian, there are acupuncture points which are stimulated by these needles, thus influencing the appropriate body organs, nervous systems, or affected areas, allowing the healing life force to flow uninhibited. The Chinese believed that in addition to being in balance, the energy or life force, which they called qi, had to be able to circulate freely around the meridians. If a break or congestion occurred anywhere in the movement of the energy, symptoms or illness would result. Unquote. Page 76, quote, Dr. Louisa Lust, the wife of the founder of naturopathy, she believed firmly in the life force within as the great healing agent of the body, unquote. Supernaturalism. Now, we've seen that spirit is an alternate for the vitalistic conception of naturopathy, but it's not often admitted directly. There is one glancing mention of the supernatural in name. Page 56, quote, mental illness has a history of being poorly understood in most cultures. In some, mental illness was interpreted as a sign that the supernatural or gods were upset with an individual, and as a result, torture and rituals were performed to rid mentally ill patients of demons, unquote. So the superstitious is bad, unless it's naturopathy superstition. Then it is science. Well, that's ironic in the sense that physiology is similarly misunderstood by naturopathy and supernaturalized. And speaking of God, it was in ND school in Connecticut that ND Sensenig taught that the life force that runs the body is also God power within. That's the naturopathic culture I was educated in, at a school self-labeled as non-sectarian that was self-labeling the program health science. Anyway, it is quite unusual for naturopathy to even admit that the category supernatural even exists, apparently, based on how seldom it's mentioned. That to me is rather strange and telling. I haven't done the work towards what it could mean, but I suspect that to invoke supernatural as a subdivision of, I guess, what we'll call ontology, opens a whole nother can of worms, contrary to naturopathy's project of fusion or conflation, blending, aka integrating, being types, ontology, and knowledge types, epistemology. Soul. Well, with personal essence equaling vital essence equaling soul as the basis of naturopathy, it shouldn't be surprising that soul is mentioned in the book at least 16 times. Andy Lloyd directly writes, page 22, quote, Aristotle was a great philosopher who taught to explain the human body's position in the universe, how it came into being, and the meaning of its life. He believed that a soul animated and directed the body, and that it contributed to one's state of health, unquote. Page 24, quote, this mechanistic approach shaped research and science for hundreds of years, and contributed to humans becoming more detached, not only from their environment, but from their own mind and soul, unquote. There's that whole slandering, so to speak, of science, it being labeled mechanistic, and the sort of tantrum of, hey, why isn't our supernaturalism within science? Let's get rid of the need for explanation and evidence in science. Page 26, quote, George Ernst Stahl believed that even though the organs of the body were subject to the laws of chemistry and physics, there was a soul that regulated and harmonized their functions, unquote. Page 239, quote, overview of the naturopathic approach. Vitalism referred to the view that life is governed by forces beyond the physical self. Often vitalism is associated with the concepts of spirit or soul, and the term vitality refers to the inherent capacity of an organism to live, grow, develop, and heal, unquote. Spirit. There are at least 27 instances of spirit, or longer terms, built upon spirit as a root. Page 402, we are reminded that CCNM, N.D. Lloyd's alma mater, publishes, quote, Mind, Body, Spirit, unquote, which began in 2008 and is their alumni magazine. Page 307, quote, Dr. Lambert, Kenneth Grube, N.D., He believes strongly in holistic medicine and treated the bodies, minds, and spirits of his patients, unquote. Page 239, quote, overview of the naturopathic approach. Holistic, or holism, means all, entire, or total. It is based on the realization that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Holism considers the spiritual, psychological, functional, and structural aspects of an individual, unquote. Page 60, quote, Hahnemann used the word homeopathy to distinguish his use of infinitesimally small doses of substances to treat the spiritual causes of illness. He and his followers subscribed to the vitalistic approach to medicine, believing that a spirit-like force was present in every organism and that sickness was due to an alteration of the vital force. Page 31, as a sidebar to the healing power of nature principle. We again have that quote from Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, and he speaks of the spirit-like force which animates the material body and rules supreme as dynamis, unquote. Holistic, or holistic with a W, page 33, quote, naturopathic principles, the mind, body, and spirit aspects of an individual are an inseparable whole that is interconnected and interdependent with family, community, and environment, unquote. Page 13, quote, in 1901, the term naturopathy was used to describe all forms of natural healing that embraced health and disease from a vitalistic and holistic perspective, unquote. Page 62, quote, Chinese medicine is a holistic system of medicine based on vitalistic concepts, the perception of human beings as vitalistic and holistic organisms, unquote. Page 59, quote, herbs are holistic by nature, unquote. Why is a plant a spiritual something, something, something? I don't know. Homeopathy. There are at least 139 instances of the root homeop. It is listed as one of the, quote, naturopathic therapies, unquote, in the table of contents. And I've emphasized the inherent vitalism at the heart of homeopathy already. Additionally, we're told, page 60, quote, homeopathy is known for three central doctrines. The law of similar, that like cures like. The effect of a medication can be heightened by its administration in minute doses. The more diluted dose, the greater the dynamic effect. Nearly all diseases are the result of a suppression, unquote. Dynamic, of course, is this idea of a spiritual force being affected by a empty remedy. In some sense, a remedy that's been spiritized. Spirit curing spirit, aka like cures like. There is a list of mandatory courses at CCNM from 2008, which includes several in homeopathy, because homeopathy is fused to an ND degree. There is mention of, quote, homeopathic intramuscular treatments, unquote. So, dovetailing back to the vitalism spiritism at the heart of naturopathy, I'll emphasize here that such is at the heart of homeopathy too. Homeopathy's ideas and methods comprise a significant amount of the essentially naturopathic. This, quote, dynamic effect, unquote, that N.D. Lloyd mentions invokes that, quote, spirit-like force, unquote, also known as, quote, dynamis, unquote. Now, all three fundamental ideas of homeopathy are science exterior, pharmacologically speaking. Like cures like is the same sympathetic magic idea as that of voodoo. Dilution does not increase effect, but it does, in my view, make the remedy empty or spiritized, and this idea that illnesses are due to suppression is just plain weird. Some say stupid. Various sundries. Anti-analysis, blending, integrating, strangely labeled distinction. Now, the impression I receive is that naturopathy, true to medieval primitivism, quits before looking in terms of inquiry, content to sit back on untested presumptions. I'll call this anti-analysis blending integrating. First, I'll cite regarding blending while simultaneously distinct naturopathic inanity. Page 374, quote, 2008 CAND documents, naturopathic medicine is a distinct primary health care system that blends modern scientific knowledge with traditional and natural forms of medicine. Naturopathic medicine encourages the self-healing process and blends centuries-old knowledge of natural therapies with current advances in the understanding of health and human systems. Unquote. Second, there's a quote Andy Lloyd employs which may represent this agenda best. Page 28, quoting David Bohm, quote, "Ultimately, the entire universe has to be understood as a single, undivided whole in which analysis into separately and independently existent parts has no fundamental status," unquote. But I think we also get an admission from Andy Lloyd regarding science's march away from vague anti-inquiry place fillers that impede epistemic progress. Page 373, quote, 1989, American Association of Naturopathic Doctors definition adopted by the CNA, naturopathic medicine is a distinct method of primary health care. Page 114, naturopathic medicine is a distinct system of medicine based on the philosophies of vitalism and holism. Page 23, vitalistic and holistic concepts were downplayed and often completely dismissed as physical and scientific aspects became the focus of medicine, unquote. Because supernatural figmentations are just that. Page 109, quote, in 1972, the CNA published Naturopathy, a Separate and Distinct Healing Profession, page 100. From a naturopathic perspective, the goal is to remain a distinct medical profession with an expertise in natural medicine, unquote. So we have a claimed as distinct and scientifically backed set of figmentations, which science either has ejected or cannot measure since they are supernatural. And while we're talking of blending, there's integrative, that blending in a tuxedo. There are at least 40 instances of the root integrat, what's useful. Page 245, quoting Andy Dugald Seely, quote, "In this burgeoning field of integrative medicine, research can be a real catalyst for change and allow our profession to have a broader impact," unquote. Page 373, quote, "From the perspective of naturopathic medicine, the ideal of health is a person who is a complete and integrated whole, with physical, mental, and emotional dimensions all in a positive state of balance," unquote. Ah, the whole that omits mention of its supernatural underpinnings, that's not very inclusive or considerate. And there you have it, some naturopathic content that caught my eye from Andy Lloyd's Canadian Naturopathy History book. This has been the first half of the fifth part of the NaturoCrit Podcast's Episode 5.
This has been the NaturoCrit Podcast.